Let's get to other important issues around the developments in the Middle East, specifically around Iran. You know that the Iranians, you know, well, let's get this right. Israel attacked the Iranian embassy in Syria, in Damascus. Iran reprisal attacked Israel over the weekend. And now the U.S. are considering sanctions against the Iranians, which they've done for many, many years before that, right? Let's try and understand this with Sophie McQuinna, SABC International News Editor. Sophie, good chatting to you as always, and thanks to join us here on the National Pulse.
Good afternoon, Ashraf.
Thank you. So, somebody's pulses are racing for the wrong reasons here around just the thought of another U.S. sanction against Iran. What's your sense of this?
Well, yesterday, that's what the Secretary of Treasury of the United States said, Janet Yellen, saying that, you know, that there are sanctions that were imposed on Iran. And when there were negotiations in terms of Iran having to abandon its nuclear program and capability, those sanctions were kind of reduced. But now the U.S. is saying that it's mobilizing the G7 member countries and the world in general to impose tough sanctions against Iran. But the issue here is that when you look at what happened is that you had a situation where Israel, when I spoke to the former prime minister of Israel, Ehud Barak, he did admit that Israel did launch attack on Damascus targeting the Iranian activists, or you, for them, they call them terrorists. Other people will differ. And Iran saying those were diplomats. And therefore, Iran had to retaliate using the international law that points to the fact that no country must attack another country's territory. And when you look at the embassies or the consul general officers, they are part of what you call foreign territory. If you take a decision now to go to the U.S. embassy, perhaps avoiding to be deported or something, you cannot be arrested by that country in the vicinity or in the precinct of the U.S. Embassy. And therefore, they are saying they were retaliating. Now, the issue here is that the double standard that's being applied by the international community, when Israel attacked Gaza, Rafah, there were no hard talk in terms of squeezing Israel in relation to sanctions. And that's what people are now saying.
So, I mean, so let's understand this. I mean, you're right. Israel attacked Gaza. We understand what happened on October 7th, but I think everybody agrees that the response was completely disproportional. And that continues. And neither the USA and the allies have been critical of Israel on that one there. Now, the relationship between Israel and Iran has been, well, frosty is really a very mild word. They've been at loggerheads for a long, long time. I think since the Shah of Iran was expelled from Iran a long, long time ago. I think around 1990, if I'm not mistaken, right? And sanctions have been imposed on the US, on Iran by the USA in all that period, and it's just been lifted fairly recently, isn't it?
Yes, and that is why people are talking about the double standard globally, how these big countries, particularly the developed North, and if you trim it down to the G7, are operating in terms of punishing countries if they believe that the countries have violated international law or a country has done something wrong. When you look at their friends, they don't apply similar pressure and mechanism. I mean, the United States of America is on record saying that Israel, in terms of the attacks in Gaza, they are too heavy. And you'd recall a few weeks ago, there was even fear that the relationship between Israel and the U.S. is becoming frosty because Joe Biden was adamant that what Israel is doing it's just too much. But all of a sudden, there's this shift. And therefore, this speaks to the world that is not fair, and there's no fair play. And therefore, I think that's the argument from the other people.
Well, I mean, sanctions are meant to hurt and to change people's opinions about the way they do things, okay? How will this change, in your opinion, how will this change Iran's position, specifically with regard to Israel, and how will this impact the Iranian economy and what they can and cannot do?
Well, Iran is used to these tough measures, but fortunately this time around, they have just joined BRICS, and therefore they've built a bigger friendship with other countries, and some of those countries are members of the G7. Some of them are members of G20. I mean, you know that the very same U.S. took similar decisions in relation to Russia. In fact, yesterday, Janet Yellen said that they will again seize assets of Russia and use what they will be accrued to give loan to Ukraine. The reality is these countries are used to it, and there has been a power block in relation to BRICS, and its main focus is trade and investment, and they don't go by the rules of the North. And therefore, I think what Iran is going to do, it will do exactly what Russia has done, strengthen relations with China, strengthen relations with Russia. I read just now that there's going to be a diplomatic meeting in Russia. Iranians are going there to meet. And therefore, you can see they've started building relations within the developing South and also within BRICS. And therefore, it becomes a problem. But that doesn't take away the fact that the North is still powerful, and the North will continue to exercise its might.
Sophie, do you think that as Iran looks at the implications of this, of the potential sanctions, and knowing that they've suffered with it for a long, long time, right, that will this ease tensions, or will this in fact escalate tensions in the Middle East?
It will escalate tensions in the Middle East. It will. It will escalate tensions in the Middle East. And you know that even when Israel issued a statement that they are going to hit back, Iran was saying we'll actually do what we did 10 times fold. And therefore, it's part of the tension that has escalated. Mm. And now Israel itself finds itself in a very awkward position because it has threatened to retaliate. It now has to implement what it said it will do. But the allies are saying you are going to cause a huge crisis for yourself and the region in general, and that will have impact on us. That's America, that's UK, that's Germany saying it. So the issue here is that nothing is going to change Iran. I mean, Iran, you know that President Raisi pointed out even during the BRICS summit that he is not going to take instruction from the North. So therefore, it is going to, when you isolate a person, you create a problem because that person can be even more dangerous. Better bring him closer so that you can manage him. The same with these countries.
Well, if I mean, but the flip side is many say sanctions help. That's why South Africa is pushed for sanctions in some form against Israel. Part of the BDS movement have done the same thing. There is a school of thought that says sanctions do actually work. Okay, but here's the last thing, Sophie, before I let you go. The Iranian diplomat, I think Mustafa Daryabari, made the point today that South Africa very much is a friend of Iran, and he mentioned the BRICS countries as well. So just lastly, in 30 seconds, has South Africa responded to the American threat of sanctions against Iran?
Not yet. The only response that we got from Minister of International Relations and the President, it was during the attack, the South Africa, Pretoria, saying that they did warn countries that this tension will escalate. If you don't resolve the Palestinian question, you will find a situation where that region, the Gulf region, the Middle East, will continue to be unstable.
That's where we can leave it. Sophie McQuinna, as always, thanks for your time. SABC's international news editor. What do you make of that?